Welcome to No Duct Tape, the podcast that celebrates the strength in vulnerability and empowers you to embrace your authentic self. I'm your girl Ify, your guide through this transformative exploration of personal stories and growth. How can we create a safe and open space for everyone to thrive and be their best selves? What does it take to overcome societal expectations and speak up with unveiling conviction? Well, together we'll peel back the layers of experiences, uncovering the wisdom gained from our unique paths. Are you ready to embrace vulnerability and unlock the boundless possibilities that await you? Let's embark on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and personal empowerment. I am a prayer warrior. I pray a lot. I pray over everything. I pray over the most difficult things. I pray over the most easiest things. I pray over every single thing. I have my off days. I have my off seasons, my off moments where I don't pray at all for whatever reason. And I always am reminded, because this picture, or rather I read it somewhere, and it was a picture, and it said, pray the most on the days that you don't feel like praying, because the devil is trying to get you out of your routine. And I always remind myself of that. The days where sort of like I forget pray because I'm distracted, I'm busy with something, or I'm out with friends or whatever. But there's always that small voice in me that says something to God all the time. And I love saying this in my prayer when I pray sometimes, when I say, God, please hear the words that are not said with my mouth, but those that are from my heart, or that are difficult to say with my mouth, but are easy to say from the heart. Those ones I want you to receive, because I have many, many conversations with God in the heart. Interesting, right? All right. Welcome to yet another episode of No Duct Tape. I'm your girl Ify, and I'm guessing you're wondering, what was she talking about? Why did she start that way? 2024 has been a good year. It has been a good year. Let me tell you, I am looking at myself in the mirror of an apartment that I prayed for years. All right, so we know with the season one of No Duct Tape, I used to speak a lot about a friend I was living with and her sister, my friend Rilebhile and her sister Thabile. I lived with them for over a year. And then I moved out this year in February I moved in March, basically, to move into my new place. And I live about 10, 12 minutes away from work. So I work in Sandton. I live in Sandton. I live in an apartment of my own. A bachelor apartment is beautiful, it's pretty and everything. And I remember distinctively praying to God, and I was like, God, when I find a place of my own, can I have the same energy around the people that I love? You know, don't just invite anybody and stuff like that. I prayed about this prayer, right? Cool. I will tell you this. It's easier said than done, because you have your own space. You don't have restrictions of your parents. You don't have the restrictions of living with other people in their space. So you normally, when you live with people in their space, it's difficult for you to invite people. For me, it is difficult. Others overstep or whatever, but for me it wasn't an easy thing. So people, a person that I would invite over would be someone that they both knew, and it's not a matter of they would stick around. Like, they would come, greet, we chill, and then we leave, and to go out for lunch or dinner or whatever, depending on the time that person came through. So the reason that I started this episode like this is because I want to remind you that it's possible. It's possible. Today's episode is dedicated to belief, to hope, and to having faith, right? Whether you're a believer or not, there is that ounce of belief in your heart that you will get the things that you deserve. And I say it in that way because there's certain things that we aspire to be, things we want to achieve, things we want to experience, things we want to see, all these different things. But in order for that to be a reality, or for that to be a possibility, you need to believe that it's going to come true, whether you're a believer or not. So every time also when I pray, I'm like, Lord, believers and non-believers alike, please protect your kids, yada, 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 all that, right? So today, I want to dedicate this episode to believing, to trusting, to being hopeful, to being positive, and to positively decide that's what you're going to do. It is possible. It is possible. And the reason I also emphasize that even those that do not believe in God also should believe is because there was a time I was having a conversation with my friend, and the conversation was, do you know that the most positive people, even though they don't believe in God, are always blessed? And that reminds me what the scripture says, that it is not about how you live your life and say, I'm a believer in whatever, it's what's in the heart. If you're a positive person, if you're a good person, if you're, you know, all these great things in your heart, things that are great gravitate towards you. And that's just the reality of life. I'll give you that. So I want you to believe. I want you to trust. I want you to honor yourself by saying the things that I want to achieve, I will do that. We have people that have depression, anxiety, OCD, so many things, and they feel like they're never going to overcome them. Let me tell you, when you put your mind to it and you believe and you trust and you know what? You put that mindset and you put it in a way in which that no one can ever taint or break it because you believe in it so much. It is possible. I moved into my apartment in March. I've been living here since. I don't know if I ever spoke about my dad, but I didn't have a relationship with my dad for the longest time. Guess what? We are fixing things today. Like, we are fixing things as I am living right now. My dad and I have been in contact with each other. We've been cool. We've been talking. We've been calling one another. He's bought me stuff. We've chilled. For the first time in a very long time, this whole 3 weeks, I've seen that man more than I've ever seen him in my life. And it's the most beautiful feeling in the world. And then I find out by my mom texting me, and she's like, your uncle is going to see his daughter. He hasn't seen his daughter, I think, in about 5 or 6 years, if I'm not mistaken, because the mother refused for my uncle to see his child. I have pictures in my phone of my uncle and his daughter. Something I have been longing and praying for and saying, Lord, please help my uncle. He needs this. My uncle lost his girlfriend earlier on this year in February. And I remember the last conversation that I had with her was, your uncle is going to reconnect to this daughter. I've been willing and trying and talking to this woman and trying to get her to understand what is going on. Why are you doing what you're doing? Please let a child see her father. And to witness it happening in real time, I was in tears. So I want you to remember that what may seem difficult, what may seem far, what may seem unrealistic, what might seem like will never happen, like the impossibleness of this is so great that there's just no way anyone can change your mind into thinking that it's gonna happen. Let me tell you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I think 2024 has taught me that it's not about the quality of things or the quantity of things. It's about how far are you willing to take it? Because I say it this way also because I longed for my father for a very long time. And then I stopped. I was like, God, I'm releasing this man. He can live his life and everything. Someone told me earlier on today, and he was like, remember my dad once told you that every father eventually goes back to their kid. You don't stay astray from your children forever. One way or another, you're going to pull yourself closer and you're going to want to rekindle that relationship. When that man told me a couple of years ago, I didn't believe it because I was over it. But now I'm telling you, everything is happening and I'm just like, oh my word. So believe in your heart, like believe in your soul, in your spirit, that things will change for you, that things will work out for you, that God will put things in precision to ensure that you receive the things that you receive. I always remind myself of Isaiah 60 verse 22, and it says, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. And you know what? That scripture for me is a testimony each and every day. I go to a job that I prayed for over a year. I sleep on a bed that I bought, a fridge filled with food that I bought, a microwave that I bought, the water that's running that I pay for. Every single thing that I have, I manifested it. I prayed for it. I believed in it. I was hopeful and I did the work. So never ever think that things are not going to happen for you. You need to put in the work, because in my heart, I actually do believe that things don't just happen because you're hoo-hoo. Once you put in the work, once you put in the effort, once you put in every single thing into whatever it is that you want to achieve, there is no way it's not going to happen. During the week, Ratabile sent a message or a picture or so in the group with myself and Rile. And the picture said, I remember I posted it also on my WhatsApp status, and it said, go back to the things that made you who you were. Go back to those hobbies. Go back to each and everything that makes you the you that you want to be. And you know why that I loved it is because going back to podcasting this year has been a little bit difficult. It took longer than I needed it to take because I didn't have my niche, you know? It's been a good year, but there's certain things from time to time that fall off. And you're like, But no, something in me was like, girl, you want to rekindle with your people? You want to build your company again? You want to have your own? You want to stand on your own 2 feet? And I was like, yeah. And again, Isaiah 60, verse 22. When the time is right, which is now. Because you're listening to me now. Because of exactly that. Reminding myself that the voice that I have is not child's play. It's not a voice for the sake of. It's a voice that will inspire the next person, encourage the next person, push the next person. It is destined to be great. It is for encouragement. And I say it like this also because I wish I had that for myself. I wish I had people who would encourage me through a podcast or stuff like that, you know? And we've experienced different things where we look at celebrities and stuff like that. I'm re-inspired because also I was watching Bedazzled by Bonang. And she's inspiring that she didn't give up. She wanted to do a handbag business, but didn't work out. But what worked out? House of B&G. So nothing is impossible for you to achieve in this life. Whether it being the man of your dreams, the career of your dream, that house of your dreams, surrounding yourself with friends of your dreams, nothing is impossible. You have to channel yourself in the right way, and you yourself have to be the right person for that. Because I really believe that great things gravitate towards great people, or great things gravitate to great mindsets. Because the only way you can achieve a positive is positive energy put in versus positive energy being placed in. And then that creates an experience, a while of experience. So thank you so much for listening to this. This was just dedicated to sharing and manifesting and reminding you that nothing is impossible. It's Yikchele. There's nothing that is impossible as long as you put your mind to it. I'm not even emphasizing, I should, but I'm not emphasizing it on God that much because there's people that don't believe or whatever, or they have their own beliefs. There's people that believe in science and. But the thing is, when you put your mind to something and you put the work in, automatically great things happen. That's just the way it is. It is inevitable, or rather it is underlined. It is a foundation that God is the base of it all. You just need to align. You need to align. So thank you so much for listening. I hope this was encouraging. I hope this was inspiring. And let me tell you, your best is yet to come. Your best is yet to come. I'm your girl Ify, and this is No Duct Tape. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking episode of No Duct Tape, where we've explored the importance of creating a safe, open space for personal growth and empowerment. I hope you were inspired to embrace vulnerability, to speak up, and to take steps forward, becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, your story has the power to impact others and create positive change.
join us again next time as we continue to uncover the untold stories and amplify diverse voices. Together, let's build a community where authenticity and acceptance reigns. Until then, keep sharing, keep growing, and keep shining your light. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Ify. Ciao. No duct tape. Embracing vulnerability and building an inclusive community.